Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A conversation that everybody is having at the moment is the strain on middle class South Africa. What are middle class? Do we have a middle class? How do we define it? And what is going on in that area of our economy with regard to debt and taxation? Siobhan Redford is an economist at Rand Merchant Bank. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
I am well, thank you. So first of all, how do we define middle class?
Oh, that's a good question. So it really is, for me, a group of people who, you know, are able to be homeowners, house owners, you know, kind of generally have well-earning jobs. In South Africa, it's actually a relatively small proportion of our population. You know, second to our kind of poorer proportion of the population, but a growing sector of the economy.
Okay, so we've got this middle class, but there's a lot of talk about this pressure on this particular group. Why is that the case?
So there are a couple of factors. Obviously, what we've seen over the last couple of years has been an increase in unemployment, and this is, you know, it hasn't been only for kind of your unskilled group, it's been across the board. In all sectors, we've seen an increase in unemployment as businesses have, you know, adapted to the uncertainty that was presented to us by the start of the pandemic. So you've got fewer people working. Even prior to that, we did see that your increases in wages were for your middle class and generally in private sector was much slower relative to the public sector and slower than inflation. So, you know, the rate at which you're being remunerated for increases in prices was not catching up to the actual increase in prices. So that, you know, that's another one, you know, and increasing debt. And, you know, at one point, you know, we've seen interest rates have been at historic lows, which does, you know, does encourage those who are able to perhaps, you know, try and bridge some of that shortfall through borrowing. But now we've got interest rates rising.
Right. The other concern, and something we were talking about earlier on the show, is that because government has failed us in many ways, the middle class of South Africa is forced to supplement, where, in other words, if you want private education, if you want decent education for your kids, you're going to send them to private schools. If you want healthcare, you're going to be part of an expensive medical aid. You're going to have security in your neighborhood or linked to somewhere because of the crime. From an electricity perspective, you're going to need an inverter or a generator or some other way. All of this surely is, to some extent, a double taxation. And that must be putting a lot more pressure on middle-class South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, it is very difficult. And, you know, I agree there are places where government has definitely, we've seen shortfalls in terms of your service delivery. And we've got to remember, I mean, we go, this unfortunately stems back to South Africa's much longer history, where for a very long time, a very small portion of the economy of the country was given these services. And now suddenly the government has to now somehow take still relatively limited resources and then try and give that same service to everybody. So I absolutely agree. It is a double taxation, and the government definitely has a role to play. But to be honest, you know, when you sit and think about the kind of challenge that they face there, it is something that, to be honest, I think I would often be stumped in trying to figure out how I would do it. Definitely easier to be sitting on the sidelines and giving my opinion than necessarily actually trying to kind of correct the ills of the past while also trying to you know, make us into that into something more like our other kind of high tax paying country counterparts.
I hear it, although I think that given the fact that, for example, we've had an electricity crisis for 14 years, I think we do need to demand a little bit more than recognize. And of course we should recognize the past, but we also do need to ask or demand a decent standard. In terms of the actual economy, because that really is impacted by things like electricity, how do our lives improve if we are struggling to keep our businesses open because we don't have power for a good portion of our day?
In short, the answer is it doesn't. So, I will say this much for South Africa and South Africans. We do have a lot of people making a plan, finding ways to operate without electricity for the time that we don't have it, be it, paying for the generators, but, as you say, at quite a large price, cost. And then you look at the fuel now to run it, that's even more eye-wateringly expensive. So, you do have people trying to make a plan to get around it, and they're kind of continued, well, this is the situation, I'm not going to sit here and cry about it, I'm just going to make a plan. But, the fact of the matter is it would be so much better for our economy if we weren't in that situation.
Yeah.
We'd be thriving then, not surviving.
In terms of salaries, in terms of we're seeing this so-called great resignation, we're seeing people not only looking for new positions, but looking abroad. Does that talk to the pressure that South Africans are under economically, or is that just an opportunity, something a little bit different? Does that stand aside from all of this?
I'm going to take the easy answer here and say I think it's a bit of both.
Mm. So, the easy answer if it's the right answer.
I think that you do have people who are very concerned. I mean, the riots last year. Mm. We do know that we're seeing like a massive loss of jobs. We're struggling with service delivery, so businesses are struggling to operate. There are a number of factors that, and especially if you're a small business owner, which can make it quite difficult to do your job. And so if an opportunity arises elsewhere, I think you are seeing people taking advantage of those opportunities. At the same time, there are also going to be people who look at it more from the kind of social kind of point of view, where, abroad you might have slightly safer options for your family. Obviously concerns about things like kidnapping, hijacking, etc. Crime it remains a reality in this country. And so we do have people looking at these different factors and weighing them, and when an opportunity arises, taking advantage of it. So, and very much, and this is the thing about kind of the brain drain we're looking at right now, it's a lot of our middle class, it's a lot of our educated people, and it's across all races. So we are, it's really about our middle class saying, okay, cool, here's a really cool opportunity, let me take it, and, to boot, my children will be able to get into a good school that won't cost me the earth, I can get into a healthcare system that is fairly reliable. That said, I do want to say, and it's quite interesting because I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, our school syllabus in South Africa is actually really good. We just don't have teachers with the skills or enough teachers to put it. So it's not that necessarily what we're trying to teach is wrong. It's just we aren't getting it, over the finish line.
Right.
We know our healthcare services are incredible. Our healthcare professionals are some of, to be honest, the best in the world.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It's a question of retaining that brilliance and making sure that more people have access to it and growing it. And that's what this is all about. So I am a particularly positive about South Africa, about the ability, about what we have here, but we need to make sure that we don't let ourselves down in all of this. And that is unfortunately where we do have to leave it. Siobhan Redford, economist at Rand Merchant Bank, and talking to us about middle class South Africa, debts, taxes, pressures, and the impact.